good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar runs by.
All right, when they say I feel nice like sugar and spice, it's time for the second half of the show. And we are back with Craig Opalich. I'm sorry, that's just me. Banging my head against the wall. And we've got Cindy Blumenfeld. She's with Engineer Tax Services. Cindy and Craig, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Now, we were talking about big data, and we were talking about ETS, Engineer Tax Services. Cindy, now that somebody's gone in and they've reconfigured their switches and all of their fundamental stuff inside their building, what is it that you do?
We come in and we actually certify the building for several tax incentives, tax deductions, tax credits for these energy efficient systems that are being installed.
And so then when you do that, then that brings real money to the bottom line, which I guess increases cash flow, and then they need to bring the deal over to me to finance or to sell. Wow. Sounds like you're making money for everybody, Cindy.
It's a win-win for sure.
Oh, man. You know, it's very rare to have a real win-win. You know, it's something you hear about in the sales books and everything, but a real win-win rarely happens. But, Craig, you guys do that all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mentioned earlier that so much of what we do, and it really correlates and interfaces with engineering tax services as well, is really making the building efficiency. So lighting upgrades and retrofits and controls, different HVAC products that we can bring in and control the loads on HVAC and the energy consumed by, you know, air conditioning. And then all the sensors that we bring in to really bring in a whole ecosystem into a building to make it as efficient as possible. And so it's really a good pairing with engineering tax services between what our two companies do. And a lot of what we do is we're thinking about commercial buildings and office buildings, which is great, and we do a lot of that. But there's a lot of unique sensors that we manufacture that help in, for example, retail. In food safety, if we can measure the temperatures in a food service line at a fast food restaurant in the same ecosystem that we're controlling their lights and helping with their HVAC and getting alerts and alarms when temperatures get out of range. I mean, we hear probably monthly about food safety and the problems in certain restaurants recently have had. But had we had that line set up with temperature sensors and alerts and alarms, even in the refrigeration equipment, from a maintenance perspective, if we can get those alerts, alarms, that's a really good use of data that are coming, and that data is being produced by our sensors and our actuators and our thermostats and our temperature sensors. So, yeah, it's great for energy management. And Cindy's at Engineering Tax Services, I mean, they can really go get and help finance these projects. But there is a lot of ancillary effects by understanding what our end devices are doing and producing to make your company operationally more effective. And in a lot of cases, can save you a lot of long-term liability as well.
You know, Craig, you're talking about a whole lot of devices, a whole lot of machines. Do they come with a whole lot of wires?
No, they don't call it a whole lot of wires. There's certainly some of our devices that are wired, but all of them communicate wirelessly back into a building automation system. So certainly Magnum has its own software, and I think our target market for our software and our infrastructure is probably about 50,000 square foot or less. But a lot of buildings, a lot of large commercial buildings, when you look at colleges and universities and large office complexes, already have big automation systems controlling their chillers and their boilers in the north and a lot of the heavy mechanical. Where a lot of the big automation companies fall down is their ability to get very granular with the control, like lighting control and getting thermostats and looking at temperature sensors throughout a space and all the other nodes that we can bring in and really give them big data to help with the performance of the building and optimize the performance of the building. So we really have the advantage of bringing in wireless devices to control energy and get data out and understanding performance very cost effectively because we don't have to run wires.
You know, so it sounds to me then it's a great retrofit because a lot of these universities especially are kind of older, so they've got perhaps infrastructure that needs a little help but may not be able to really handle a lot of these wires. So it sounds to me like you're really good shape for
you're
that.
You're right, Jim. It's just too expensive to run wires, and you don't need to anymore. And the fact is that a lot of the big automation companies, and I think we all know them, you know, the Honeywells and the Johnsons and the Siemens, have always had very robust wired systems. And now even those big companies are looking at wireless automation very carefully. In fact, I would say that many of them are behind the eight ball because they haven't looked fast enough to bring in, you know, more value for their customer base using wireless automation solutions.
We've only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to give Cindy one more shot here, and then, Craig, maybe you can finish up for us. Cindy, if people want to get more information about ETS and help bring money to the bottom line, I guess I got to say it this way, out of their tax bill, how do they find you? And by the way, I don't think we mentioned how you guys are a combination of both engineers and CPAs, which is kind of unusual out there. Cindy, how do they find you?
Yeah, it's a very unique niche of combined talents in our office. We have CPAs and tax attorneys on staff, but we don't file clients' tax returns. We actually work very closely with commercial property owners and their own tax advisors doing these specialty studies. You know, it takes a team. It takes a village, like they say. So our website, very easy, is engineeredtaxservices.com. And please tell them that you heard Cindy on the radio with Jim and ask for me. And or you could actually call me direct at 954-439-1671.
Let me tell you, they should call you direct, Cindy, because you're terrific. You follow up your awesome partner with Magnum there, getting it done. Now, Craig, back to you for we got like a couple seconds left. Got to wrap up. How do they get you at Magnum Energy Solutions?
My name's Craig Opowich, and I manage our sales and marketing department. Our phone is 330-656-9365, and our website is www.magnumenergysolutions.com. And please feel free to give me a call, and we can discuss our technology and how it would fit into your given property type.
What a great segment. Thanks, everybody, for coming on and talking about big data, going green, saving money, saving money. I could say it twice. They save a lot of money.